So I have a special message for you today. This one's gonna ruffle some feathers. Your triggers are your problem. Let me say that again, louder for those in the back. Your triggers are your problem. I actually don't even like the word trigger. The reason I don't like the word trigger is because I feel like people use it to, like, when they're in the victim mindset. And the thing about a trigger, if you're not familiar with what it is, a trigger is your internal response to an external force or an external happenstance. And so when we're triggered, it could be someone does something, something happens, we perceive something, whatever. And it creates this emotional response in the body. And then from there, we have thoughts that follow to try to explain away the feelings. And so yesterday, I went to the beach and did a new moon witchy type of ceremony with a friend. And she shared with me that the last couple days, her boyfriend has been going to bed early and will just simply text her, "Hey, I'm going to bed early." And she said that it started to create an emotional response in her. I think she said that it was making her like frustrated or a little suspicious, because in the past her partners had cheated on her. So she felt like, oh, maybe he's with another woman early or something like that. Which I said to her, I'm like, there's no way this guy could do this. Like, and she's like, I know, this is nothing more than me being triggered by something meaningless that he's doing. Like, he's not doing anything wrong besides saying, "Hey, I'm going to bed early." And she said, it's not a him problem, it's a me problem. I realized that I'm just having feelings based on something that happened in the past, and now I have to sort that out. But there's two parts to this, because I said to her, I said, hey, you can say to him, like, what do you need? You yourself, like, when this situation happens, you can communicate with him, hey, like, this is making me feel this way, has nothing to do with you, but could you communicate more with me throughout the day? Could we see each other tomorrow? Could we, like, do a quick FaceTime? Like, what is it that will help you feel more connected to him and more confident with the situation? There's this, and the whole idea of the FaceTime, right? Like, some people could be like, oh, well, you're just being suspicious and now you're checking on him to make sure he's not with another woman. No, that's not the intention of this. The intention of asking him to FaceTime before going to bed is merely to be more connected with him and to help regulate your nervous system. Because yes, after a while, as the relationship builds and there's more time, more intimacy, and more trust, then you can be like, oh, I don't need that anymore. But right now, you could communicate, hey, I need that. You don't have to decide to do that, but it's something, because when you get triggered, it's your job to sort through all the information from the trigger that the universe is sending you, that your body's telling you, but it's also your job to communicate your needs. So if you need something, if there's something that could be done in the situation that could help you through it, that's not going to harm him, that's not going to inconvenience him, that he would probably enjoy doing for you, then you can communicate that. If not, it's your job to sit with it, journal through it, talk to a therapist, talk to your coach, talk it through with friends, and figure out what it is that, what story is attached to that circumstance that's causing you to be triggered, that then's causing the emotional response, that then's creating a new story, and the cycle goes on and on. So it's our job to deal with those triggers. Another example of this is a couple days ago, there was a pretty decent earthquake here. And for those of you that have been following me for a while, I live on the fourth story of a fairly old building right near the beach. And so when there's an earthquake, you feel it real strong up here. And so I was taking a nap, and all of a sudden I was awakened by everything in my house rattling. And I grab my dog who's sleeping right next to me and jump out of bed, and as my feet hit the ground, this new art pottery piece that my friend had given me for my birthday crashes on the floor and breaks into a million pieces. So I'm just like pure adrenaline at that point. And I run outside, and it's hilarious that I do this because I'm still on the fourth story. There's really no getting to the ground floor before this building falls. Like, it's pointless. But what has happened, and the reason why I've become so terrified of the earthquakes here, and it's become such a trigger for me now, is because of the story I've created about earthquakes. So basically what's happened, especially since seeing what happened in Turkey, last year this happened, I've started to tell myself story that, oh, if an earthquake happens, if a big enough earthquake happens, this building's going to fall over, I'm going to die. Like, that's the story I've been telling myself. But the reality is that there's hundreds of earthquakes here every year, and most of them are really small. Like, last night, I was sitting here having dinner, and I start feeling something. I look over, and my water jug, here in Mexico, we use the 5-gallon jugs, is starting to, like, the water in it starting to move. It was a little bit of, like, a rocking earthquake. But in my mind goes, oh, it's going to turn into something bigger. Because the thing about earthquakes is sometimes they start out real slow when it's just rocking, and all of a sudden you get this big jarring jolt, and like shit will fall off the shelf and stuff. And that's what's terrifying about it, is that you don't know how bad it's going to get. The one that hit Acapulco in 2021, that's the one that really started this fear I've gotten of earthquakes, because I was sitting here and it started as this like slow rocking motion, and then about like 5 seconds later it really jarred and one of my shelves almost tipped over. And since then, every time they start, I'm like, this is gonna be the big one. But it's the story that I'm telling myself, so I have to keep reminding myself, okay, so an earthquake happens, hundreds of them happen, most of them are small, the likelihood of this one being small is greater than it being big. So also I tell myself, if I die because my building falls down, that is going to be the greatest story for everyone to tell. And I'd rather die with my building falling down than die choking on something while I'm eating or something stupid. At least everybody needs to know that if Keely dies because the building falls down in an earthquake here, she died living her best life, super happy, zero regrets, like everything's good. But again, the earthquakes have become a trigger. I start to get this panic anxiety because of the story telling me about what the earthquake means. When reality, most of the times it means nothing. It's just frightening. And most people agree with me that it's frightening, earthquakes. Like, you can see a fire coming. You can see a tsunami coming at you. But shoot, when the earthquakes happen, it's just Idle Tuesday at 2 p.m. when you're trying to take a nap. Like, dang, it does happen so fast. But anyway, triggers are your responsibility. Whatever emotions you're feeling in your body are your responsibility. Any response that you have to external happenstances are your responsibility. So take a second every time you start to feel an emotion and be like, why am I feeling this emotion? And what story am I attaching to it? Because if you can, that's how you can really start to control your life, because you can make decisions to avoid certain things. You can make this, you can speak your truth to other people, and you can start rewiring your brain by changing the stories that you give things to change triggers. So with that, much love. And I will be back to share more stories with you here soon.
Are you an ambitious and independent woman who's ready to start attracting your aligned masculine partner but have struggled with settling in the past? Join the free 5-day workshop to start attracting him in less than 30 days by tapping into a hidden feminine superpower that you already have. Go to girlstopcrying.com to sign up.